from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcast where ideally I'm not talking at you or to you. I guess I was going to say I'm talking with you, but more like I'm talking around you or in your general vicinity, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. And let's keep the show going. But first I want to thank specifically Carl W., who edited a lot of episodes for us. Chris Bosterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studio does our theme music, edited this episode. Jonathan Mann is on our lullabies. Scotty and Jennifer and Kenny are on our artwork. And who else? Oh, I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter. If you listen in the Apple Podcasts app or on iTunes, please make sure you're subscribed to the show. Then you'll get it right automatically to you. And our listeners have their own Facebook group. And I want to thank the moderators, Stacy, Laura, Keith, Julian, Jennifer, and Sarah. And that's it. Let's keep the show going.
Hey, up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to try to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations or emotions, feelings, I guess, inside noises, outside noises, changes, whatever it is, I'd like to help. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders. I'm going to use so many tangents, I've named multiple pets a tangent, I'll even go on tangents to change pets' names. I'll be like, hey, you know what, sometimes my tangents don't even make any sense. But really what I'm here to do is to help you, because I've been there, tossing and turning, with the temperature changes and the heat on. You got people in town, you got people out of town, you got, sweaters, whatever it is. I know how it feels, and I really do believe you deserve a good night's sleep, a restful one, where you could just ease into it and feel good. Now, the only way I know how to do that, this is why the podcast doesn't work for everybody, is to be welcoming, to try to create a safe, welcoming place. So I'm glad you're here. and I appreciate you trying this show, and I hope I can help you. And you're welcome. I mean, you're welcome in, not like when your grandma, you know, when your grandmother says that you're welcome, that means you didn't say thank you. No, this is like, hey, come on in, buddy. You're welcome here. This is a treehouse with, that's both intimate and has endless space for everyone. So that's point one. If you're new, structurally, what to expect, I will make you feel, this is my first attempt to make you feel comfortable, is, structure a show. First, 4 to 6 minutes are business. That's how we keep a sleep podcast free with over 600 archived episodes. If you're new, thanks for sticking through that. If you're a regular listener and you want to keep those archives, support the show through the sponsors of Patreon. But not super important if you're new. Then we have an intro. The intros are about 12 minutes of me rambling and attempting to explain the show or think about something related to sleep, and then like to prove my adeptness at being inept. I think I've said that before. I don't know if I have, though, but I am adept at being inept. Every little step, with every step of the intro, I'll kind of prove that. But it'll be a friendly ineptness because I'm not carrying anything breakable. Like I'm trying to pillow you softly with my words, as I like to joke about. So that's the intro. Then tonight we'll have the conclusion of our melodrama, like a holiday soap opera, sands of the drama, called As the North Pole Turns. You can listen to them in any order, but this is the last one. You could listen to it last, but you might fall asleep. You could listen to it last night, and you know, last Christmas, you might have been saying, you know, the very next day you could give it away because the podcast is free anyway. So we'll have about 45 minutes of story, bedtime story. Then we'll have some thank yous at the end. So the show's about an hour. Even though it's a podcast, you don't really got to listen to it. Even though I put a lot of work in the show, it's so you don't have to listen. You could just kick back, barely pay attention, barely tune into it. Kind of just like you don't have to focus, and you also shouldn't feel any pressure to fall asleep. Now, I know there's like a lot of pressure to get good sleep internally and externally, and this is a loaded word, or I guess it's a set of words, but you know, there's a lot of know-it-alls out there telling you how you should be sleeping and stuff like that, and that doesn't make it any easier. This show, you're under no pressure to fall asleep. It's an hour. I'll be here rambling, working my tail off, working my adeptness at ineptness, the whole time to keep you company while you fall asleep at any time. And if you're one of those listeners that either needs to listen to the day during the day to calm down, or you're not going to fall asleep, I'll be here. I'm here to help you all the way to the end. I believe in this mission of being your companion in the deep, dark night. And I thank those of you that are either just trying this for the first time or those of you supporting me and standing with me that believe in the mission too and actively help that. And those of you that actively need the show to help you. And I was thinking about courage the other day because so many listeners show me so many different kinds of courage. And there's so many inspiring people out there. And as I record this, I'm trying to find some courage because I got not major courage. I mean, when I hear from listeners, they're telling me stories of major courage. And sometimes just getting through one of those deep, dark nights takes a lot of courage. And I'm going to this podcasting conference. By the time you hear this, it'll be over. And I'm feeling not super nervous, which probably isn't a good sign because then usually when the anxiety hits me, like, an hour before the conference starts, I'm feeling comfortable, and maybe a lot of you can relate to that. That makes me a little more less comfortable, but I know when I'm there, I'm going to need some courage, and I know that a lot of you have shown me the example of how to be courageous when your mind's like trying to discover stuff, when it's a positive situation, you're worried. But I was also thinking about who inspires me by their courage. And sometimes these simple acts of childlike courage, like I just want to share something with you because it's kind of like someone I admire for their courage when I was little that I haven't talked about on the show, these stories, and they're short. But my brother that's closest in age to me, 2 years younger than me, or a year and 11 months, is Carl, is his name. And sometimes he listens to podcasts, and his wife, Julie, sometimes listens. So hello to both of them if they're listening. And Carl, like, since we were closest in age, we spent a lot of time together. We were friends. I don't know if I was always the best brother, but we had some good times. And he was always, like, a very courageous person. And I can think of two memories of simple courage. And I never knew how he summoned it. I should probably call him and ask him. But there's one time my family went for the first time to a theme park, like a Six Flags style theme park, Darien Lake, for those of you in the Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse region. And they had one of these roller coasters, like at the time it was in, like one of these new ones. And I won't say the name of it or anything, but it was like, I was tall enough to go on it, but I wasn't brave enough. And my dad and wanted to go on it. And I think only Carl and I were tall enough to go on it. We were just barely tall enough. And I said, I just can't do it. It's like, my dad said, he tried to explain reasonably that it's a safe thing, but it's okay to be nervous. And Carl, like, at first was hesitant, but then he found some courage. He said, I'll do it. And then by him doing it with my dad and showing me, even though he's my younger brother, that it was fine and that it was achievable, like, it gave me the courage to do it the next time with them. And then something else happened, like, around the same age, maybe we're even younger, where my dad was volunteering at a fundraiser. Let's see how I explain this in a sleep podcast, where it's a performance thing, like a Halloween performance, like an immersive Halloween performance room. And my dad was the volunteer and he was just selling tickets. And my brother and I were there and we got to meet all the performers, in the fully immersive, house of performance in like where Casper lives. And they were saying, hey, come on through and see our performance. And I was like, no way, like no chance, not going to happen. And at first, even Carl was like that. And then we kind of found like we're able to have cognitive dissonance and say, well, we're not going to do it together. But then he summoned some courage and he said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go and see this performance. And I said, yeah, no, thank you. I'm still where I am. And he went and did it, and I don't know if I ever talked to him about this, how much I admire him for these two things. And then I was able to do it with him, and then we kept doing it over and over again, viewing these performances because our dad was selling tickets, and he had nothing to do anyway. And both turned out to be really fun, which I'm sure is what I'm going to find with PodCon. Really, like, the tiny, tiny bit of me that's a little kid and is excited, and I'm sure that's going to be like, it's going to be a wonderful experience. But yeah, like, those tiny things where you just say, hey, like, and I know what it feels like not to have that, I guess is another point. Mostly it felt good. I said, wow, my brother did that. I can try it now. You know, but there was that critical voice in me that said, well, you know, what's up with that or whatever. But sometimes we need to celebrate the ones that walk in front of us, I guess, or did. In these small ways, because maybe it could be just someone you see that's just doing that act of kindness that it feels a little bit like you're like, oh, well, I'm not ready to stretch that far. But when you see someone do that, even to celebrate it internally and say, wow, like that meant something to me and that imprinted something on me. And that was an example of courage. And I guess one of the reasons I share that is because it takes great courage to be a new listener to this show. And that might sound like a joke. It's not. Why would you listen to some like dudes telling you bedtime stories, right? If you're skeptical, that makes sense. Now, I can tell you why, because I'm trying to help you. But I can see why you'd be like, well, why would I do that? Why would I try that out? I'll tell you why. You have some courage and you're in search of a solution and you're willing to try stuff. And you're just open-minded enough to take that step. And for our long-term listeners, or our, you know, people that listen to the show, they take the courage to share with me or to support the show so it can keep going, or to spread the word to people about the podcast. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate you if you're new, and I really appreciate all you that have been there, some of you since day one. And, you know, some people even say stuff that, like, maybe I'm not going to like. I mean, usually those are, a lot of those with this podcast are like, they're in and out, but, you know, constructive stuff. And that's been folded into the show too. So thank you for your courage. Whether it's your first time listening, it does take a few tries to get used to the show, because it's not exactly normal. And I think this is going to be the last show, for the holidays. And then, after the new year, we'll get started back up. Maybe there'll be one episode out there, but, yeah, I want to thank you for, your support this year, your kindness, and your examples of courage. Thanks so much. And I really hope, I really work hard, and I hope I can help you fall asleep. Good night.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
All right, welcome to the final episode of our ongoing holiday melorama. Soap opera takes place in the North Pole as the North Pole turns. And if you haven't listened to any episodes, I'll catch you right up. You don't really have to listen in any order, because I'm going to go through everything and get you right caught up. What is it called? As the North Pole Turns, it takes place in the North Pole in the 1950s, right at the height of, like, when everything was going great, but then they said, well, should we shift from, metal and wood-based toys to plastic toys? That's kind of the way the world's going down south of us. And just like any change, there was various opinions about it, and it also triggered when you're faced with one kind of change, it kind of makes you, like, this is what's great about it, not a melodrama, but a melorama. It kind of forces you to look inward. And we've been following the stories of some North Pole residents, and we've seen the reaction to this change and the other changes it's brought up. So we've been following the lead, the elf in charge, the EIC of, I guess, in everything. And her name is Jenny Jingle Jangle. And she kind of seems to run, like, the trade unions, like, for the elves that are involved in toy production and delivery, I believe. And she is has an estranged spouse who's part of, we haven't met him yet, but he's part of an underground, a movement that says, well, geez, I don't know about this plastic. Maybe not. I don't actually know. I don't have their, any of their leaflets or manifesto handy, but it seems like they're saying, they're questioning the change and maybe more broader changes. But in our end, it's like, oh, that creates a strain, so that's what Jenny Jangle. Then we have, Rolfine and Fiona. Fiona Fireside, she's a reporter for Elf One News, and her wife, Rolfine, I believe, is part elf and part snow person. I don't know if that's the same as, like, that dude that had to get his teeth fixed in that one Christmas movie, the snow person. I think it is. And she's the lead of the reindeer team, Rolfine. And, you know, they've kind of reflected, which is, what does this, all this change mean for our relationship? Then we're following Blitzen, one of Santa's reindeer, who kind of seemed to have been going through, a super insular reflective moment after, some tough times. And Blitzen is partners with Donner, who's also on Santa's reindeer team. I don't want to, like, Donner seems like a tertiary character. No offense, Donner. I hope you're not listening anyway. But, you know, concerned with the flourishing and the health of his partner, Blitzen. There's a mysterious Reverend Molding in his sheep. Reverend Molding represents the plastic interests at the North Pole, but seems to be willing to help because what the backdrop is the underground or the resistance has kind of put a kibosh on presence, and our team, the group of characters, is banded together as at first they went against a couple like a giant snow person and a giant like wooden something or other tree, I think, that were trying to take out all the toys in the North Pole. And I think they kind of they took out a lot, but not the plastic toys. I think that's what happened. Well, let's just agree to say that's what happened. But the wooden soldiers were also dispersed, and it seemed like they were going to the Colossus house or to the reindeer, the sleigh storage. And all our heroic characters seem to be racing to cut off the wooden soldiers and save what I would assume is Christmas. Well, like what kids care about, the delivery of the toys. I think there has been a mention of the spirit of the season and that kind of stuff. And maybe that'll come up now because it's the last episode. There's also Jack Frost, who isn't the narrator, but like a distant voice, disembodied, but it's Jack Frost who has a body, who kind of narrates every scene, like sets the place for every scene, helps make the internal dialogue even more internal, or the interpersonal dialogue. And I think that's it. So right when we open, like there's did have some stuff happen, which I'll fill you in on now. Like Ginny and her team decided they stopped it. They figured out that the wooden soldiers were headed not to the Colossus, but to take out all the sleighs. And like, and of course, Blitzen and Donner are like, what about our reindeer pals? And what they did that we didn't, like, we don't need to cover is, like, there's two ways to get to the reindeer. And they used, they had these catapults, which were to throw snowballs, but they had put melted plastic in there. And they caused a little cave-in, so one road was blocked. So all of the revolutionary elves and the wooden soldiers have had to go through, like, which is beautiful. I don't know if you can buy property here. But there's a little downtown, very picturesque. It's for elves only. I mean, it's not exclusive to elves, but it's designed for the elven co-workers in the North Pole. It's their elven town square, and it's 1950. So holy mackerel, you know, whoever would get your Saturday Evening Post and, you know, send it to the North Pole and bring it back, you know, send Norman Rockwell up there. To do some drawings. Maybe that's what happened. You know, so it has all these nice storefronts and a giant town square, which is where Ginny, Rolfine, Fiona, Donner, Blitzen have decided to make, like, well, I don't know, they're trying to, like, block the progress of the revolutionary elves and the, I mean, you're right, I'm labeling these elves revolutionaries. I really don't, but I didn't like to underground. I don't know. No label seems right. I mean, because there's so much more than anti-plastic elves. And it's also confusing because they're not plastic elves. These are real living elves. Also, it can be, I could call them Christmas elves, but that would be hard to distinguish between the elves that are part of the resistance. And you say, well, what are they resisting? Well, change. But I guess we all are. And so that may be confusing as well. But these aren't plastic elves. These are like, these are you know, can you see what I mean? Can you see my logic? But that's where we are. We're in the North. Now, you might ask, where's Reverend Molding and Reverend Molding's sheep? Well,
Jack Frost, take it away. Thank you, Scooter. And thank you to Soap Everywhere. Soap comes like snow in flakes. And welcome to another edition of As the North Pole Turns. Somewhere in the north, there's things happening, and they involve people talking about it to one another. And when they need to talk to themselves, they do it through me, Jack Frost. Welcome to another episode of As the North Pole Turns. Reverend Molding, you're here with your sheep, and you're trying to soothe them and prepare them. And will they follow you, Reverend Molding? I don't think there's any doubt they will. But will the other sheep follow you, Reverend Molding? Who's leading all the sheep? And where are they all going? And in the end, Reverend Molding, will there be scornful looks or will be thanks? Or will the sheep even notice where they've been led? You know, Reverend Molding, I know you've always wondered, what if you really, like, led sheep to a new reverend to lead them around? What would happen then? But then you look at your sheep, and as you calm them, it calms you, Reverend Molding. It does. Oh, yes, here, let me, like, make sure this harness is on you, Puffy Poo. Don't worry, Blitzen has a plan. And it's going to be fine. And don't worry. I know these seem like things that the GI soldier toys would have. But there's no pressure. These are just toys. And yeah, these things do, like, watch when I press this button. That is like just like the Apollo 1 launching off your back. But it's just a plastic and foam, which is made from plastic. That's what's on those fins. And Ba is right. Yes, it is, Fifi. I really loved how that flew through the air. It was so nice. And it's nice being here. And my sheep, I know you're not worried. Maybe I'm worried and I'm projecting it onto you. Worried that the plan I had has changed. And I guess I saw where the sheep headed one way. And the sheep headed another way. And maybe I thought I was bringing one kind of change here to the North Pole, and it ends up I'm bringing another one. And I don't know. I hope, you know, I like it here. And I want, like, just like you like to be all together, I like to be all together with these people here. But I don't know if I'll be the one that they say, well, that was Reverend Molding's plan. I mean, I'm not an elf, and I'm not a Klaus, and I'm not a reindeer or a snow person. But, you know, I had to say, well, this was the change that I thought as a plastics consultant and a believer in the plastics industry. Farfel, can you come over here? Yes, Farfel, I did name you after that dog. Of course I did. There's no reason to worry, my little sheep. It's going to be fine. I'll care for you always. And, you know, no sheep will be, you know, unless, and everyone here is nice. So if I end up, they say, Reverend Molding, you got to leave and head back to the world. You can come with me or you could stay here. But these, they seem like animal lovers here. What's that, Zeke Poo? Yes, I did not say ba, but was that an affirmative ba, that it's going to be okay? Oh, your baing is so calming. It's making me say that I can do it. You're right. Thank you for inspiring me. And you're right, we'll trust a Blitzen's plan for now. And then we'll trust that everything's going to turn out the way it's supposed to be turning out. Isn't it fun wearing these toys? Does anybody want to fire a rock at me? Oh, actually, I have to press the buttons. None of you can press the button. Well, what about Scrapple? Come over here. You launched a rocket, Scrapple. Great job. Yeah. Well, that one got blown by the wind. No. It's just stuck in fur or whatever. I know, I'm just nervous. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say you had fur. Well, you're the youngest. That's why I named you. Named when we're at the North Pole. I could call you Ho-Ho-Ho-Ho-Ho-Poo. My little, you're one of my favorite. You're the newest sheep in our flock. Well, you're all looking at me. And also we're going to have to do, according to Blitzen, they're going to buy the time. And then we're going to come in, and Blitzen's going to put on a show. And then, you know, they'll see the sheep, and they'll say it's a GI sheep, and they'll ask everyone to stand down and to give up the quest, and that should buy enough time for everything. And I know you're all looking at me with your doe-like eyes, but does really have sheep-like eyes in my book, and yeah, maybe you're seeing that rusty truck that I had as a boy that I'll never forget. That seems to have carried me on to this quest all the way here to the North Pole, all the way through all those I had those jobs and those learning about ionic bonds and covalent bonds and other kind, all those circles, those are the construction of atoms and all those other things that I seem to have forgotten right now as I look into all your eyes and look back in time at that rusty truck that just wouldn't move. And mother saying, well, why did you leave your only toy outside? And I said, well, why would they make a toy from something that rusts, mother? Little boys leave their trucks outside sometimes. Sometimes we forget, and mother said it would teach me a lesson, and she was right, and, we tried those paints, and they kind of worked, but it wasn't fair, and especially when I tried to move that construction arm, and it just broke off. What kind of construction equipment, how do you have a backhoe without a backhoe? And who would, I thought the truck, when you remember the day I got it, I've told you about it every night almost. And they said, I'm going to dig myself and my family a swimming pool, mother. And she said, just remember to bring your toy in. And I did, but then I found how easy it was to dig in the rain. Within that time, it was a little chilly, and I just wanted to go in and get warmed up, and I left the truck out there. Oh, well. That's why we're here, my sheep, so that never happens again. I mean, except in isolated cases, where there's still, those toys, we won't be able to, it'll take a little time to rid the world of toys. But, plastics is going to fix all that. In our new plan, it'll make it even better because there'll be but we're going to be fine, sheep. So let's get ready to get going, and we'll go on Blitzen's signal. Oh, Donner. Oh, Blitzen. This isn't Commodore Cupid talking. This is Jack Frost talking in your ears. And Blitzen, you're in charge of all of this now. You've taken the lead. You've taken the reins of this distraction. But you seem distracted, Blitzen, or something more than distracted. Like your distraction grew and grew, and when you talked to Donner about it, it became something more, something much more solid, Blitzen. So what's going to happen? And can you manage this distraction? We're going to find out, aren't we, Blitzen? Okay, Blitzen, so let me run through it again. I love your plan, by the way. So I'm going to be, I didn't mean the plan for today. I think I'm ready for that. I just have to stand here and, because they're coming across the town square now, and just invite them over to the cocoa bar, where we'll, who's going to do all the talking? Oh, Ginny will. I'm just here to, but I was talking about your other plan. Well, you say it's a dream. It sounds more like a plan to me.
Like, I'll be behind the scenes of this place. Like, I'll be doing accounting. I that sounds exciting. I've always loved things like that. And will I be doing ordering and logistics? You know what I'd like to try, try my hooves at, Blitzen, is negotiating. Like, you know, cocoa discounts and marshmallow discounts. Are you going to have, how many different kinds of peppermint cocoa are you going to have, buddy? Well, I've been thinking a lot about it. Thank you. Listen, we got to focus, so Donner. We got to focus on making this, here comes some, see, they've already sent some of the, these are some of the, they're at yourselves, just like, hey, come on in. This is welcome to Blitzen's place. Yeah, good to see you. Yeah, we have some revolutionary new hot cocos, if you don't mind me saying. Well, this is just a pretend Blitzen's place. We set up here in the town square. What are our mugs are made from ceramics. Yeah, we're going to put on a little demonstration for all of you. And, you know, we can't stop all of you and the wooden soldiers. We just wanted to say, well, if this is what's going to happen, if you're going to, whatever, you're going to take out the sleighs, you like, we want to make sure our all our other reindeer are okay. So we are buying time, and they're going to leave. You know about the backup sleighs that Santa had. Well, these are the main sleighs here. So why don't you have a cup of cocoa before, you know, that's like, we can't keep you from doing what you want to do. We're just here to serve cocoa, and we have a little show for you. And, you know, we thought we'd make the most of it. But this is also a prototype. I'm thinking about having my own place. It would be called Blitzen's, or Blitzen's Cocoa Bar, or Blitzen's Hot Cocoa and Smiles Are Free. Yeah, see, I got y'all. Yeah, come on in. Hi. No. We're not, there's no sleeping things in the cocoa or the tea. No, I mean, no, I'm not saying that ironically either. Really isn't. I wish I would have thought of that, because we would have done that if I would have thought of it. But so I just thought of it now. Not time enough. I did grind up some candy cane though, into candy cane dust, and you could sprinkle that in there. We'll give it a. No, and this is essential oil of peppermint. So we go easy on that. I'm gonna get behind here. Yeah, we have a DIY. This is a DIY cocoa bar, but I can also make you this. Oh, what is this machine? It's a milk frother. No, it really is. That's really what it's called. It's from Europe. A long time ago, we were on a trip to Europe, and I saw this. It froths the milk. It's kind of like a fancy spoon with between a whisk and a spoon, exactly. Now, let me ask you a question while you're here. Are we buying time? Yeah, till the show starts. Fiona and Rolfine are going to be doing a show in a few minutes to keep you entertained. And so you can rest before, you know, if you're going to put it close to Christmas. You know, we still have some sleigh craftspeople. It would just be this Christmas. Oh, that was a trade. Even the apprentice sleigh makers have joined your cause. Another reason to let me froth your coffee. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's like a spoon and a whisk. Did I tell you that? Look at this. See how the frothy that milk gets. It affects taste and mouthfeel. And look at as I pour it in. But what I was saying is, would you come to a place like this? We may have music. Tonight we'll have a little performance, a test performance. This is their first show, and they just designed it in the last 8 minutes. But yeah, go ahead, sit in the snow. I made snow chairs out of the snow. I'm sorry I don't have real chairs, but we did our best. Also, I have hooves, so it wasn't easy. But I would love to serve you in the future. No, not serve your cause. I guess I'm a little torn myself about the whole thing. Well, be honest. I don't like the idea of you putting a stop to delivery presents if that's what you're trying to really do. Until Santa changes his mind and consults with I guess I'm not even clear. So you just don't want plastics, or you don't want Christmas? But anyway, I'm torn because I love serving cocoa. And Donner here was going to be behind the scenes. We were going to open our own place. So I may be off the board anyway. It would go, you know, Rudolph, Comet and Cupid. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know, Dasher and Dancer. You know, Comet and Cupid. Flash. That's that one with the flat, like the lightning bolts, and Spotty McGee, Edgar, Louisa. Those are all. Those are the top four out of the Academy. And there is a retirement age. People couldn't take. There are reindeer that do take on names of retirees. I'm just glad you're here. Welcome to Blitzen's. Make yourself at home. Make yourself at home indeed, Blitzen. Here's Rolfine and Fiona. Can you hear me, Rolfine and Fiona? Can you hear me asking you a question? Can you hear me wondering, Rolfine and Fiona? Are you round pegs trying to fit into a square dance, or square dancers on a round stage? I don't know, because when I see the two of you, I feel like I just see two lovers dancing in the right place at the right time. Is that what it is, Rolfine and Fiona? Is everything coming together just fine? Or is it time to swing your partner round and round and round? Yeah, no, that's what you say. You say swing your partner round and round. Well, the idea would be we'll just get all the elves dancing. And then you say bow to your partner left and right. These are all the only thing you can make it up, Rolfine. You're creative. Think about all the drills you do with the reindeer. I don't know why you never introduced square dancing or any dance. I did suggest, I heard that ballet that some football players in down south were doing ballet. Well, I know you don't think you can do it, but I know you can do it. I believe in you, Rolfine. And you think about it like a competition because... We really do. Okay, everybody. Thanks. Oh, they're already. You're going to do great. Hi, my name's Rolf. I'm Fiona. This is Rolfine. And Rolfine, of course you all know us. We are the North Pole's favorite couple. I don't think that's true, but maybe are the unofficially the favorite couple. Great. Thank you. Well, thanks for stopping before you, get rid of all those sleighs or whatever. And thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time. We have had something that's been remiss at the North Pole, which is square dancing. And it's a form of dance that I'm just becoming familiar with. And as soon as I did, I fell in love with it. And you may have seen me on the news. That's why you're all kind of, I see a sparkle in your eye, even though revolution's in the air. I guess appearing on the nightly news really gives me an advantage. Don't be starstruck. I want you all to be the stars of your own square dance. Rolfine, I forget that being on TV gives me authority. What we're going to do is I'm going to introduce you to this new dance. Now, it's the first time. Now, normally we would try to get dressed up for it. And it's a kind of dance they say this is going to be the future. The Americans, they say this is going to be the future of physical education for children in America. They're going to introduce it as part of their physical education program for elementary schools. But it's also something people do for fun. Here's the things. Everybody break into pairs and just do it okay, wow, you're really good at that. I guess because you're in, you're part of the resistance. Maybe you already buddy up. Oh, that's why. Perfect. if only I had had like a trick on my sleeve, we could have used that and the cocoa to put you to sleep and then figure out who's buddied up with one another. But we didn't do that. Well, we're just buying time. So then you're going to bow to your partner. No, if you put your one hand on your stomach and one hand on the small of your back, doesn't that make it fun? Everybody's laughing. Now you're going to interjoin your arms, just like Rolfine and I am doing. And then you're just going to follow Rolfine's lead. Go ahead, Rolfine. Okay, everybody, welcome to the first North Pole hoedown, a square dance. It may be called a hoedown, but I'm not sure. And I'm going to take on here a little country. My name's Rolfine. So glad to have you here. Now, bow to your partner left to right. Now, swing your partner around and round. And keep swinging until you giggle. Very good. Usually, I do it in a sing-songy voice, but this is my first hoedown. Thank you, everybody. Now, switch partners to left. Other left there. Spackle, little boy. Now, bow to your partner on the other side. What do we do next? Okay, swing your partner round and round. Okay, now put your left foot in and put your left foot out. And, okay, and now shake the hand of the person across from you. And if anybody wants to take square lessons, Fiona and I are going to be giving them in the new year. And we'll have an actual official first square dance. Thank you for participating. And it looks like there's, what are those behind all your wooden soldiers there? They've just been standing silent waiting for us to, those are sheep. They seem to be weaponized to sheep. Oh, no. Is that the new North Pole Plastics Defense Force? It seems like they're there to stop you. It looks like they have like some sort of harnesses on there. I hope Reverend Molding. What are you, Reverend Molding's way back there though. I don't know. I guess I'm gonna have to. Wait till the sheep get here. Do you want to all give up your mission of getting rid of Santa's sleighs? I don't know. Maybe we should hold for a minute. Maybe you should hold for a minute, Rolfine and Fiona. And what is that coming across the town square? The wooden soldiers behind the sheep is Reverend Molding, but in front of all of them is standing under that tree, Ginny. Seems like you had everything figured out. You already know what's going to happen, don't you, Ginny? Or has your brain not realized it yet? I think the part of the brain I'm talking to has. And you'll realize it soon as he walks towards you. Your long-lost love. And the bond between the two of you is strong. Not as strong as his will, as his stubborn ideals, as you told him once, Ginny. He would never change, and you knew he was driven to enact a change. So how are you going to handle the change that's coming, Ginny? Hey, are you coming to give up? Because we have all those sheep there, and Reverend Molding has them pretty well trained. I don't know if you heard, that's a crack squad of sheep. And I don't see a reason to ruin the wooden soldiers. So is that why you're here? Or is there another reason why you're here? Or are you just going to look at me silently? Because you're not here to give up. You're here to hug me. And to say you're sorry. Barely audible. Well, I guess I could say I forgive you. And I guess I could say I'm sorry too. Well, maybe we should talk about that another time. And I've accepted that things changed between us and our paths went a different way. And I'm sorry about all this change at the North Pole. The change, what do you mean the change isn't finished? I mean, why would you just get rid of the sleighs? Have I noticed anything with Ed Donner and Blitzen? Yeah, I think they've had enough of delivering presents with those younger reindeer, Rolfine and Fiona. Well, they want to change too. I mean, their relationship is strong and they're flourishing with one another. And sometimes when people flourish, they change in unexpected ways, and that seems to be what's happening. So, yeah, maybe their roles will change, but there's other people who want to report the news and train reindeer. So what do I want to do? I don't know that I want to talk about it right now, to be honest. Go visit Blitzen if Blitzen starts a cafe or whatever Blitzen's calling it. Maybe go square dancing. I just want things to work out, and I didn't know why. Wait a second. You really are. We're not buying time. You are, aren't you? Okay, so I've been the one that's been fooled. The change was bigger than I thought. Oh, man, how did I not figure this out? So what's going to happen? Like, Santa's going to stop delivering presents, isn't it? And then the reindeer won't have to deliver presents, and the elves won't have to make presents out of plastic or wood or metal. So the bespoke revolution, the handmade revolution, elves will still be able to make toys, and Santa will still be delivering toys. Well, who's going to give the children toys of the world? It's not sustainable, giving away toys. I know that. I'm a grown elf. You don't have to explain it to me. I mean, I guess I was in denial. I mean, I realized this was going to happen, part of me, but then part of me said, no. The traditional role, well, I know it hasn't been traditional since the beginning of time, but it's not like we're Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? I didn't think that, so Santa's going to be a figurehead. I also knew that. And was Reverend Molding behind this? Was that the whole idea of transferring? So that was real. Oh, so by starting the transition to plastics, you realize that, so now everyone at the North Pole is going to be able to do it because they love it. Okay, this is making more and more sense. So you weren't anti anything, really. You weren't anti plastics. You're not anti Christmas. You're for the holiday spirit. Wait, one day the elves will be able to share their. So there'll be more handmade toys. And then what'll happen with the toys? All the elves will go to. Oh, craft fairs. So they'll go and sell them? Oh, through a third-party human intermediary. Okay. And we could sell them to one another. So no more mass-produced toys. I didn't like that anyway, these giant toy factories. And, I mean, we did watch that Charlie Chaplin movie over and over again, and that did seem like it was starting to get like that. And I understand that you thought the plastics were going to be one more step further in that direction. But I guess I was always thinking of the Christmas magic, the holiday magic, the North Pole magic in the wrong way. Because I guess, yeah, they say that the North Pole of magic is right there in your heart. But then I thought it could fix everything, but I was seeing it in an all or nothing way. All of the toys have to be delivered to all of the children of the world. And switching to plastics is going to enable us to do that. So that was the original plan. This wasn't a smokescreen. That's just what I really want to know, and I want the honest answer. So we were going to switch to plastics, and, well, I know Santa Claus's get burned out. That's why we change it. But we got to keep that. Yeah, I would love for one day to be Roberta Claus, believe me. Will that scientist... That's an interesting idea. I don't know if the world's ready for a Roberta Claus versus Santa Claus. But I do believe that even how I feel about you has changed. And I thank you for sticking to your beliefs. I mean, I think we should remain friends or whatever we want to call this between us. Reverend Molding's bringing the sheep into the square dance now. So everybody's, the word's leaking out. It dawned on a lot of people, you're right. I don't know why it didn't dawn on me sooner. I felt like there was a voice in my head telling me that I already realized it. Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know that could be, but do you want to square dance? You could bow to me as you're my partner. Well, let's swing each other round and round and turn round and round and round. And round and round, and round they go. It's just like the North Pole turns round and round. Jack Frost here, saying goodnight to the holiday season here at the North Pole, to Reverend Molding and Reverend Molding's sheep. I don't know if they'll be accepted at the North Pole, to Fiona, to Rolfine, to Donner, to Blitzen. To Ginny and to everyone at the North Pole. It sounds like it changes. But this was the 1950s, and Jack Frost is speaking to you in the 20-teens, late 20-teens. And if you've always wondered, those of you that are listening now, why Santa doesn't bring all of your presents, why some of them you see in the stores, children, and you say, how come some of my toys seem like they could have been made by elves, but other ones you could just buy at Target? Now you have your answer. Things change, and distribution production methods change, and the North Pole changed and said, hey, maybe this isn't for us, this mass production. Strange that it was anti-consumerism that triggered the consumerism of Christmas in some sense, but the irony is not lost on Jack Frost. It keeps me warm. There's some irony for you. But that's why nowadays you get your presents, kids. Santa brings them still, but you get access to all the great presents of all the great mega, you know. You say, which one of these three companies that produces this company makes food and toys? How do they do it? And how do I contain my joy? You know, saying I'd love to have a wooden choo-choo train, but I'd also like this electronic doohickey and this doodad and that doll that I can assemble myself with Arduinos. I don't even know what the heck that means, as Jack Frost. But that's how that all happened. One year in 1950, everybody decided that one change wasn't enough, that maybe it would be a two change. And they said, hey, let's see how this goes. Let's keep crafting toys, elves. But let's craft it for the love of making toys and not for the love of producing toys, I guess. That's what the decision came down to. And it seems like it worked out. Worked out for me, Jack Frost, because it gave me a job to visit your ears this year. And I hope wherever you are, if you're listening, Jack Frost, it will be gently blowing at your nose instead of nipping at it and saying to you and yours, however you celebrate, or whether you just take a warm bath and say, I don't want, all those other things. It really comes down to having hope for 2018, that we can be the change we want to see. That we can start with kindness to ourselves and the ones closest around us. And the dignity and respect that seem to go on at the North Pole in the midst of all that change. Maybe we could have some of that. And you know, Jack Frost and everybody at Sleep With Me loves you very much. So happy holidays.
I want to thank everybody who supported the show with their hard-earned money and brought you this episode tonight over at sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron and on Venmo and PayPal as well. Dustin, Katie, and Ashley, thanks, and good night. Emily, Lena, and Crystal, thanks, and good night. Lindy, Diana, and Catherine, thank you, thanks, and good night. Emily, Christine, and Brianna, thanks, and good night. Jenny, Jess, and Karija, thank you, thanks, and good night. Melanie, Todd, and Jennifer, thanks, and good night. Aaron, Janelle, and Rosa, thank you, thanks, and good night. Kelly, Margaret, and Patricia, thanks, and good night. Danielle, Kirsten, and Kate, thanks, and good night. Patrick, Michelle, and Sienna, thank you, thanks, and good night. Maz, Stacy, and Cindy, thanks, and good night. Leanna, Eve, and Luigia, thanks, and good night. Adia, Rhonda, and Kay, thank you, thanks, and good night. Ted, Gladys, and Lynn, thank you, and good night. Carl, William, and Victoria, thanks, and good night. Judy, Chris, and Sherry, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jessica, David, and Danielle, thanks, and good night. And Virginia and Kate, thank you, everybody who supported the show on Patreon this week. I also want to thank people that supported the show over on Venmo, Sarah S., Lisa, and Stephen. Thank you, thanks, and good night. And then over on Venmo, Elania, thanks, thank you, and good night. Reed, thank you, and good night. Andrew, thank you, and good night. Debbie, thank you, and good night. Mary, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jerry with a G, thanks, and good night. Carolyn, thank you, and good night. Elizabeth, thank you, thanks, and good night. Monica, thanks, and good night. Ellery, thank you, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show, and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts: the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.